a gray smoke, a tongue of a clown. It rotted in the sand. It already found was his boots on the ground. Boots on the ground. Boots on the ground. All that they found was his boots on the ground. Boots on the ground.
Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. And we are now in the second hour of the program. That means it's a wondrous journey to a corner of the planet. And if you couldn't guess by that beautiful soundscape of a first track, well, Kenya. Kenya in East Africa. And yeah, little switcheroo there. I wasn't definitely what you'd expect from Kenyan music, but yes, this artist, a sound artist, which means next to nothing, I guess, in terms of genre, but yeah, sound meaning treating simple sounds, turning them into long, drawn-out things. Yeah, creating sounds out of digital waves, I guess. Could say. Okay, KMRU is the artist, and yeah, based in Nairobi, the big city. This fella is now our official background music artist as well for the next hour. Because background music is nice sometimes, right? Yes, so we heard from his album Kin, which just came out this year, by the way. We heard With Trees Where We Can See. Yes, I did read that properly. With Trees Where We Can See. Once again by KMRU. And right now we're listening to Blurred featuring Finez, another quite well-known ambient artist. And Kenya, just for a couple little fun factoids for you, it is the seventh most populous nation in Africa and 27th in the world, 53 million people strong, more or less. And yeah, it is a place of many different cultures. There's, looking at all these ethnic groups, no one group makes up more than 17%, the Likuyu people, and then you have three other groups, more than 10%, so there's, let's say, at least a dozen different ethnic groups, primarily Christian, but also Islamic, and the official languages being English and Swahili, which in East Africa is really the universal language, because just to the south of Kenya you have Tanzania, also very, very Swahili speaking. But like, worth mentioning that all these other ethnic groups within Kenya speak their own languages, but Swahili is like the unifying language, as French is in much of West Africa. Anyhow, Kenya used to be a British colony, and so that's why English is also quite a spoken language there. And well, this is not National Geographic, it's a music show, so just keep on flowing with the tunes. Yeah, a lot of diversity, that's all I really wanted to say about Kenya. Next we're going to feature an artist also from Nairobi called Odd Okodo. Don't think it's his real name, but Odd Okodo, O-K-O-D-D-O, is a Kenyan-German duo formed by, here's his real name. It's Olith Ratego of Kenya and Sven Kasirik of Germany. So yeah, they've made a couple albums together. This is their second, called Negore. And yeah, it's just really, really beautiful. It seems almost like stream of consciousness, the vocals, but yeah, just the way it just seems so smooth, yeah, very easy on the ears. So we're kind of building up to the more I guess expected, very upbeat African music. Well, we'll get to it, but yeah, from the album Negore, here is Millie. Is that two L's? Yeah, Millie. On Wandering Rhythms in Kenya. Enjoy.
Mili nyako maber, nyajumwalo mbita. Nyathi malako koma chal goganda. Madwa wiru nuka. Mili ni beri beri manade ni yawa yawa. Mili ni beri beri manado bera. Beri 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 manado kwaro ya. Beri 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 manada mili yawa, lini beri beri manada ninya dundo, beri 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 manada bera manyako, ani njira sene no yae, topo di kane no maloyo inu, ani njira sene no, topo kane no maingo higiber, ani njira sene no, topo kane no maloyo iae, ani njira sene no yae. Pocane no malo yo y le mani pogorina 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 calando ver Kisumo karate, unge nyako mabimi gono jaber. Ine mihingo tegi sura kata giler. Ine mihingo nyirigi kido kata guberu. Osiba nisi manya kisumo karate,
nyathi machano wuotho lako komi koganda nyajomwalo mbita nyajomwalo mbita
Sharaf ta dawri meso, sharaf ta dawri meso.
Deshaya ga tuka ya ga,
alo di manine.
yes, we are still in Kenya. Wandering Rhythms, traveling through the beautiful country of over 50 million people. And we just heard from Gargar. G-A-R. G-A-R. That's the name of the band. And yes, it's a group from the northern region of Kenya known as Garissa. And it's Somali culture there. So that's also in the Somali language, which make up roughly 6% of the people. The ethnic Somalians make up about 6% of Kenya's population. Whew, yeah, a lot of people from different cultures there. And, well, Africa is just so rich. It's something, yeah, that's like another world, really, all these different languages and cultures. But yeah, beautiful how they intermingle and how, well, I mean, needless to say that the borders of countries in Africa were not necessarily reflecting the cultures, but yeah, that within Kenya, a lot of diversity. So we heard from kind of brooding background music. Once again, our favorite background artist from Kenya, who we started the program with, KMRU. And so, yeah, that band, a little bit of, came out quite a while ago, 2010, this album, but it is an album called Garissa Express, and we heard a track called Deshayaga. So, yes, uniquely traditional songs in, as I mentioned, the Somali language, but recorded with modern instrumentation, so you got the electric guitar there, and yeah, very cool. And also the fact that they managed to record this over the period of 2 years, back and forth between Nairobi and Garissa, was a statement on freedom of expression by ladies from the community that generally discourages women from being musicians. So there you go. Gargar. And before that, we heard from, oh yes, more women. We heard from Coco M, who's a producer. Well, this keeps on getting more brooding. Coco M, artist, a producer, DJ, and she's been dubbed the hardest hustling DJ in Africa. From Nairobi, and featuring Labdi on that track on the vocals. So the song was Pesa from an album called Kilumi. It came out in 2022. Once again, Coco M, E-M. And we started off the set with a German Kenyan duo called Od Okodo, featuring, yes, Sven Karachet Kasirek on percussion. He's a German fella. And then Olith Retego on the vocals. Yes, the song we heard was Millie from their album Negore. So that was that. And next, what did I want to play? Some music from Mombasa, along the coastal region of Kenya. I'm going to play just some breezy Swahili language hip-hop for you next. And a band or an artist named Fikra Tule, produced by HR, Human Resources. The song is Wako. My Swahili, sometimes I look at the words and the brain doesn't work. Wako Mwaminifu, from an album of 2020. Check this out. Some easy-going undie Swahili hip-hop on Wandering Rhythms.
Dear hip-hop, mapenzi yetu yamepungua. Nilikuahidi don't stop, hata unajua. Biti kitok leo, watanitambua. Umenishikisha uchizi, au zitu story tunasikia. Unidepress Mr. Vigeti ndi apone kabla ile famous comeback. Hata siwa na focus baada ya lose hope na wewe. Naona squeeze kala moto amekuvika pete. Penzi lenu limeshika kasi, sio Arusha sio Mwanza. Nasikia PCs walikubikiri nzizo Florida na bikini. Sisi wengine tulipitia bila hata kufikiri. Na bado ulikuwa tight za makina kali wameparara. Jua kali alikutamani kwa umbali la ukamgana dubies. Bambu alikuogopa karudi church. Kimya naye kakutokea na kikosi. Uvumi atume kuna jisi. Uchungu nikahisi alipotuacha jiwe. gwiji ukamkimbia kaka kabla jite king Westlando. Nasikia ulikuwa vixen ukiswing kwa video klepto, zikaonekana foto umepost na prezo, wazushi wakasema ulimpoteza sokoro, ukamchizisha farao. Magodi alikuona huruma kidhania bado we mtoi, akikuomba utoi huku kwa wengine unagawa. Ulikuwa demo wa mtaa kwa hola na D, mara ukahamia case up, kuna time kantayali kupeleka West. R.I.P.O.G. ulitisha, najua ulipo ushapatana na Isa, huku bado tunajifunza life teaching na chihuahua. Nilipofika nimeridhika, sahi niko tu sawa, ever since mu Africa nipe intro slowly naunda pension, nikiwekelea kazi ka sessions za sose vya na walanguzi. Nikikumbuka K-Force alikutole death wish, hamnazo wewe ukamchagua Octo akiwa on top. Juzi juzi ukaniambia wakadinali wako sawa lakini wanaringa, swali je wakiunda mamita industry takalika? Urembo wako same level na ecstatic, na bado una maintain kisura na umbo Shiro G, tuna go insane. Ulifanya hadi Petra kasa uchupi kwa mchizi, ingawa after that ulikata contacts. Miaka kadhaa sahi una claim utarudi eti bado wanipenda, hawa maboy wote wanakuhisi, uzuri wako hauzeeki ila wengine wanakuchezea. Tangu enzi niko ufuoni anga zetu, ndio the first time nilikuguza, ukanisho niko na flow ya Shaolin Musa yule wa ukoo ndani ya pwani tukiendeleza fani. Around the same time Bien alikuwa na Wakamba, music ya soul ilikuwa wapi on stage, feeling katuleta so close. Sijuti ulitoroka mimbe kiwa changa, baadaye ukajifungua so ipasavo na makinika, kulipia child support na wajibika ili mwanangu akue, sina budi kukuandikia japo sina mengi ya kusema, mie wako mwaminifu fikra teule. Yo, fikra teule. Yo, fikra teule. Fikra teule. Sina budi kukuandikia kia. Mie wako mwaminifu fikra teule. Fikra teule. Fikra teule. Fikra teule. Fikra teule. 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 Mie wako mwaminifu. 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 Fikra teule. Fikra teule. Ule.